McGriff, and we're here with our special guest, Miss Catherine Fink. And Miss Catherine, what I want to know is whether you're losing weight, trying to lose weight, or you're trying to gain weight, how important is eating the right portions of food to help you successfully do either one of them?
Well, the first thing is there is no right or wrong food, period. It's all about tying in, like, we eat food for a lot of different reasons. Satisfaction. Like, you know, my motto is there's no room for ice cream and chocolate. I mean, there's always room for ice cream and chocolate. I'm saying no room. There's no good foods. There's no bad foods. There's always room for ice cream and chocolate. Okay. And so the thing of it is basically 80% of the time you should be eating more lean meats, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, foods that have lots of fiber. And then the other, you've got room for your treats. Or maybe it's you go out to a nice steak restaurant and you really enjoy that 12, 20-ounce piece of steak, which is a large amount. It's all about really tying in that satisfaction. So whether losing weight, gaining weight, it's basically tying in activity. And if you're trying to gain weight, it's putting in a little bit more calories in, a little bit more nutrients. If you're trying to lose weight, it's backing off a little bit, but more about kind of making sure that you're getting the key nutrients. The challenge is so many people who are trying to lose weight actually cut their calories too much. They cut out too many foods. Mm. And it's really about what foods you can add in, not what you should cut out. And that's what I work with my clients with, is more what can we do, what can we put in? Because when you're listening to your body and you're putting balanced nutrients in and your favorite treats, then you can always have more of that satisfaction and you feel better. You really notice how much better you feel and you want to eat that way. And then there are times where you're having a craving or you really want to go out and you want to have ice cream or chocolate, and that ties into the satisfaction. Because let's face it, what happens if you go on a diet and you say, I'm not going to eat ice cream, and you can only go so long until you find yourself in the grocery store.
Right.
And you get yourself a pint, you take it home, and I'm only going to eat a little bit. But then if you ban it and you say, well, you know what, might as well just finish it off because tomorrow I'm going back on that diet, right? And so you're just setting yourself up for it, you know? And that's why, again, I say there's always room for ice cream and chocolate.
That is so true.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and give them an email, whatever you want to give them, a phone number, a website, what you got to give them so they can get a hold of you?
My website is dietitianadvice.com. That's D-I-E-T-I-T. IANADV as in Victor, ICE.com. You can reach me at contact@dietitianadvice.com. And as I said, I just like to help people find that balance, find that emotional connection, and how you can strive to be a lot better with your nutrients and not have disordered eating, disordered thinking, or eating disorders. I work with the emotional aspects of eating. So whether you have an eating disorder, you're trying to lose weight, or you're just trying to get healthy, I'm not going to make you eat styrofoam.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. So that is, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Catherine Fink, dietitian extraordinaire. She will help you gain, lose, get your emotional stuff together so that you will not be going around purging and all that other crazy stuff. So you make sure that you get a hold of her. Like I said, you can go on our website, and JC has already put the information out there. So make sure that you look her up if you got any issues with eating and just give her a call, get her information, and you make sure that, hey, she's a friend of the radio show now, so you get with her and she will fix you up. Just tell her, hey, we heard you on the Gospel Roundtable, and she will treat you like the king and queen that you are. So one more time, ladies and gentlemen, let's give a hand for our special guest, Miss Catherine